Welcome to Lizard Tracks, the story of God. Come and hear the story that leads to life and sets the captives free. Your storyteller today is Wayne Patton. Welcome to my last story in my series, Paul on a Mission. Corinth is the last city Paul will preach and teach before he heads back to Antioch, the church that he came out of. The outcome of this visit is quite different than some of his previous experience. So step into my story and meet a few of Paul's new friends. After Paul's time in Athens, he went to Corinth and discovered a Jewish couple named Aquila and his wife Priscilla. Now, the couple was fleeing Rome because the emperor had made a decree that all Jews must leave Rome. Aquila was a craftsman of tents, the same as Paul, so they struck up a friendship. As usual, Paul was in the temple each week reasoning with the Jews that Jesus was the Messiah. At this point, this is a repeat story because they had harsh words for Paul and his message. Paul stood at the door of the synagogue, shook off the dust off his clothes, and proclaimed, "Your blood is on your own head. I am clean. From now on, I will just preach to the Gentiles." Corinth was very fruitful, with many new believers trusting in the message of Paul. It was different this time. God spoke to Paul in a dream. "Do not be afraid any longer, but go, speak, and do not be silent, for I am with you, and no man will attack you in order to do harm. For I have many people in this city." For the first time, Paul settled in the city and stayed there for 3 years teaching and preaching. The church at Corinth grew, and later, in Paul's ministry, he wrote 2 letters that you can find in the New Testament, trying to correct them and encourage them at the church of Corinth. This is the end of Paul's second missionary journey, as recorded in the book of Acts. My series covers Paul's second missionary journey, which ends on a good note. Paul was able to establish a new church and train men that would take the gospel message to many other cities in the region. I hope you enjoyed this series, and remember, you can read about Paul's adventure in the book of Acts. I hope you'll return to my next story here at Lizard Tracks. You can find more about my ministry on the web at www.lizardtracks.net. I can be found on your favorite podcast app or on Alexa. Just search for Lizard Tracks. Your storyteller is Wayne Patton, and this is Lizard Tracks.